And now this is a dictation for Sherman, Sherman, Farmer, Farmer, December 2743, addressed as a letter to Dr. Weckesser, Weckesser, 2466495. Dear Dr. Weckesser, follow up, Mr. Farmer. Chronic kidney disease, hypertension, small kidneys, prior anti-inflammatory agent exposure. He sees urology for a renal mass, which has been stable over time. There has been no abdominal or back pain or gross hematuria. Last visit in July. No hospital visit. No vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding. Minimal edema, no chest pain palpitation or increase of dyspnea, still smoking half a pack per day, chronic cough, no blood, apparently diabetes well controlled, other review system negative, medication list review, I want to highlight the inhalers, bisoprolol, still taking Celebrex, lisinopril, tracing weight 149, stable, blood pressure by nurse 132.56, COPD abnormalities, few bronchitis, no respiratory distress, there is JVD, no arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, no ascites tenderness, no edema, hard of hearing, non-focal. Next paragraph, most recent chemistry is January, creatinine 1.69. Still baseline, GFR of 40, stage 3B, abnormal sodium potassium, metabolic acidosis 21, abnormal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, anemia 11. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD, stage 3B, hypertension, small kidneys, no progression, no symptoms, no dialysis. Anemia has not required EPO treatment. Mild metabolic acidosis does not require bicarbonate, tolerating ACE inhibitors, normal potassium. No need for phosphorus binders, normal nutrition, chemistry is stable. Continued diabetes, cholesterol management, unfortunately has not been able to stop the Celebrex. In terms of the renal mass, appears stable. He has prior adrenal surgery on the same site, has followed with urology, come back in 6 months.